On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stu Gatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate and review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. By doing that, you have made us the biggest podcast in the world. We appreciate it. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use code STU for a special offer when you sign up. That's code STU only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Hello, Billy Gill. Draft week, Billy.
Hello, Stu Gatz. Hey. It's here, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Draft day.
Oh, draft day. The week is over. Draft day. We've arrived at the day. I am so excited, Billy.
Can you even say draft day anymore, though? Because now draft day is like 4 days long, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think most people feel like the first round is really, you know, that's the one we're focused on. You know, some of the names, you know, the players have a very, you know, the ceiling is very high for a lot of those players. I think people view the draft, like draft day, as the first round only. Like the rest of the weekend, how do you do the draft? Like the rest of the weekend, you have it on the TV, but you're not really paying attention, right?
No, I knew people that used to have like draft parties where people would go over to their house and they'd watch it on. It's a little too much. How long is the clock? I feel like the clock needs to be a little bit shorter than it's been because the first round ends up taking like 3.5 hours now, it feels like. Like towards the end, it's like, I'm tired. Like, let's just, you know, wrap this up already.
So you're asking me how much time they have to make their pick?
Yeah, because like,
I think it's 15 minutes.
That's way too long. Let's be realistic. Once you're by like the 14th or 15th pick, like, you know the first 15 are not going to go to you. So why even waste time with that? Like, you need, right. Just should have like your kind of back of the first round people. And if someone falls, then you take them. But if not, you should know what you're doing more or less, right? You know who's in front of you, unless there's trades, which there is occasionally. And I think you predicted like two or three trades in the first round in your mock draft 1.0.
Yeah.
But unless something crazy happens, you should know, like, these are the two or three guys that should be available to me at this spot, and just take one of them. What's with the whole thing? We don't need a hold to do 15 minutes in between, all right?
I'll make you feel better. It's 10 minutes, okay? I just shortened it by 5 minutes, okay? You feel better?
It's
10 minutes
fixed.
Still too much.
I feel like it's fixed, no.
Really? Really?
Yeah, it's fixed.
So you just went on that whole rant for nothing.
Okay. Well, it was 15, and then you made it 10, so now we're good.
Well, what I'm telling you is I think 10 is still too much because I am with you. Like, you've had all year to prepare for this. When it gets to you, make your pick. Let's go.
Let's do it. Enough already.
No, right. I don't need the theatrics. Like, let's go.
Yeah. In fantasy, I have 90 seconds, the craziest, and most of them are like 60 seconds. You should have 60 seconds to make the pick.
How many times does that clock wind down to like 10 seconds and you still have no idea who you're selecting?
In fantasy?
Yes.
I hate when like the thing starts beeping. Like, it's like, beep, beep. I panic and I just push whoever, and then that's why I always lose my fantasy league.
Yep. We are also presented by UFOs, right, Billy?
UFOs.
Yes.
Feel the ooh. Stugatz. Yep. We mentioned this last week on God Bless Football. You can play in a pool with us, a prediction pool, DraftKings.com/GodBlessFootball, even though this is stupidity. You can answer a couple of questions based on last week's episode of God Bless Football, and you will have your shot at winning $5,000 in total prizes. Sign up right now because the contest locks today, Thursday, at the start of the first round. So you need to get it done today because all of the questions that you're going to answer for your chance to win a $5,000 in prizes are based on the first round of the draft. So this contest locks at the beginning of the first round. So do it now.
All right, do it right now. You heard the man. Do it right now. We had Todd McShay on earlier this week. He was fantastic. Now we have some of the guys who are going to be drafted tonight, and I'm very excited. These are all first-round picks, and a couple of them have a very good chance of going to the New York Jets, who have two of the top 10 picks in this year's NFL draft in the first round. We have Kyle Hamilton, safety out of Notre Dame, who Golic told us last week might be the best player in the draft. Unfortunately, he plays a position that it's not one of those premium positions. So he might be the best player in the draft, but most people are saying, including McShay, that'll go somewhere 10, 11, 12 in that range. The two guys I'm excited to speak to, Billy, are wide receivers. Drake London, who is the wide receiver I would like the Jets to draft. He's at a USC. And Chris Olave, the wide receiver from Ohio State. But we also have Jordan Davis from Georgia. So we have like four of the top 12 picks of the draft coming up on a special draft edition of Stupidity. How about that, Bill?
Here's the thing. You just told us who you want the Jets to take.
Yeah.
But you also, if I know you, are going to tell every single person on this show that you're the person that you want the Jets to take.
Yes, except for Kyle Hamilton. He went to Notre Dame. I mean, and he's a safety. That's not a need for the Jets. The Jets have plenty of needs, okay? And I'm not saying safety's not a need, but it's not the most important need. They need everything, okay? That's what they. You know what they need? They need excitement, Billy. I want excitement. I don't want a safety. I want a couple of wide receivers. And perhaps a trade. I think the Jets are going to trade for Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel, or DK Metcalf. One of those three guys at the end of this evening, unfortunately for them, will be a New York Jet. How about that?
Exciting time for you.
Yeah. Who are we going to first here? I forget.
We're gonna
Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah, right? The person that you just said that you don't want. Yeah.
But you know who wants him? Golic and Smetty. They love him. They really do. They went to Notre Dame, and they will join us for this interview. Let's go to Kyle Hamilton first. Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. It was the original light beer, and to this day, it's still the best one. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff you don't. And listen, the NBA playoffs are here. I cannot tell you how many times I have drowned my sorrows because of the New York Knicks, and I have drowned them in ice-cold Miller Lights. But hopefully, there is hope. This year, I'll be celebrating my New York Knickerbockers. How about that? Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. We were talking right before you came on. You were born in Greece, is that correct?
That is correct.
If I asked you to draft 3-2-1, the top three Greek dishes, Kyle Hamilton would go with what three Greek dishes? 3-2-1. We need the build up. We need the countdown from 3-2-1.
Euro is probably first. I hate when people mispronounce it. It's not a gyro. It's a euro. I honestly don't eat too much Greek food other than the euro, to be honest. There's some breads out there that are good, but nothing crazy.
All right, so if I was just doing a general food draft on your three favorite foods, what would you go with? 3-2-1.
No free pub, but Chick-fil-A, spicy chicken sandwich, large fry, large sweet tea lemonade mix, a Cane's Caniac combo, second, and third, probably Zaxby's Nibbler's meal.
No Zaxby's in South Bend, though.
No Zaxby's in South Bend, unfortunately. It makes it that much better when you get to eat it, though.
But Svetty, you know what he's talking about? I have no idea what number one was.
Zaxby's?
Yes.
You've never had Zaxby's?
I've never had it before, no.
Kyle, explain to Stubatz what Zaxby's is.
Zaxby's is Chick-fil-A-ish. Different fries, but they're open on Sunday. On Sundays, better.
There you go.
You get the Zax sauce. It's like chicken tenders. The fries are like, they're like crinkle fries, right?
Yeah, crinkle fries. They have great toast. Toast is amazing.
Yes, everything comes with a side of toast. Okay, Kyle, you're a podcaster yourself. You had a podcast at Notre Dame called In the Garage, right? So is this the worst interview you've done today? Is it weird that Stugatz is asking you about fast food?
Yeah, it's up there. It's probably the top three worst ones I've done.
Well, thank you.
So far.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Y'all are doing a great job. I like the friendly banter. It makes it more fun and enjoyable for guys like me. So I appreciate that.
What was the worst question asked of you during the combine?
I did not get anything crazy, honestly. I know there's like nightmare stories where guys get some crazy questions. But I did not get anything crazy. I'm just boring, I guess.
So, Kyle, I have to ask you because I had a debate with one of my friends who went to Notre Dame.
Really?
I told him that.
Bona fides!
I was talking to you later today, and I was like, what should I ask Kyle? And he said, ask him what his favorite interception was, because I think there's one obvious one that everyone remembers from 2021, but it might not be what your answer is.
My favorite interception was my first interception. It was my first home game, first play I was ever in Notre Dame Stadium. I got a pick six, so that was pretty fun. I'd probably say that was my favorite one.
Do you have a favorite one from last season, though? Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Why don't you just tell him what his favorite interception is?
Kyle, tell Jessica what her favorite interception is.
That was also my favorite one, though, by the way, in 2020. I agree. That was when, or was it 2019? Everyone got so excited. They were like, well, there's Kyle Hamilton.
The one, I guess, Jessica's favorite interception, I guess everybody else's favorite interception is the one against Florida State this past year. We ran a good ways to pick the ball off. At this point, I've seen that play probably 10,000 times. I'm sick of it, but it was a good play.
Wait, you're tired of watching your own highlights? Is that what you're telling
us? Pretty much, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Stugatz, he went from one hash on one side of the field all the way across the field to intercept the Florida State quarterback. He knows. But you don't know Stugatz,
right.
So I'm letting you know.
Okay, but he's tired. But he's tired of it. I love that you and I argue while Kyle is sitting right here. How'd you get into podcasting, man? Like, what made you want to do that, your podcast at Notre Dame?
It's a mix of four college roommates being bored and NIL passing and the opportunity that we had. So, we were kind of just sitting on the couch, just going back and forth. Like, we should have a podcast, like, kind of jokingly. And so we bought all the cheapest stuff off Amazon. We thought we were going to have it all down pat. Like, it was going to go well. Looking back on it, it would have been terrible. But Colin Coward connected with us through a friend and wanted us to be part of his podcasting company. So we're here now. I think we're like 40 episodes in. It's been a success for sure.
Is that something you would like to continue to do while you're playing in the NFL?
Yeah, I'd love to. If given an opportunity, if whatever team I go to is cool with me and my rookie year doing a podcast as well as focusing on football, then yeah, definitely would.
You mentioned like becoming a junior like right at the end of NIL, so you really only had it for one season at Notre Dame. But if it had been something that was possible earlier in your college career, is there anything that you feel like you wish you could have done, or you wish you could have been like sponsored by, or wish you could have worked on in regards to NIL?
Probably Zaxby's. I know we got to put some people on to Zaxby's, but if I could be sponsored by a food company and get free food throughout college, that would be amazing.
That's a dream, right? That's it.
That is a dream.
Yeah, right. And how about if they paid you money as well? I mean, imagine that.
That's a plus, but I'll take the meal tickets as well.
You're speaking Billy's language. Go ahead, Bill.
You should open a Zaxby's in Notre Dame, like in South Bend,
you?
If there isn't one. Yeah.
They don't do them like in the north, right, Kyle? Like they're all in like the southeast, like Georgia and South Carolina.
Nah. I think the furthest west is Texas. The furthest north is like Kentucky, I think.
What do you think of Billy's idea there, though?
Yeah, until
South
now,
Bend, yeah. We'll be partners with you. I mean, you put up the money because you're about to be very wealthy, and I will do the promotion, okay? Is that good? 80-20 my
perfect.
Way?
Yeah, yes? Perfect. Sounds good.
Hey, what are you doing with Gillette? You have a sponsor. He has a sponsor, by the way.
I know, right?
The sponsor is Gillette. Yeah. So tell us, this interview is presented by Gillette. Tell us what you're doing with Gillette, man.
Yeah, so I partnered with Gillette throughout this draft process, and for me, it's been awesome because they have been using the Gillette Labs with the exfoliating bar, and it's had me looking good for the combine and hopefully looking good for the draft tomorrow. Not up for me to decide, but feeling confident, feeling good. Been using Gillette for the past few months, and I'm very happy with it. So hopefully something we can keep going throughout the process.
Mike Golic, a Notre Dame legend, is popping into Zoom 10 minutes late.
Don't ask him this, Stugatz. Do not ask him this.
And it's gonna be... No, I'm going to ask him this. And it's going to take another 10 minutes for Golic to turn his camera on. So I will ask you this while Golic gets connected here. So here's what we're looking for. We're looking for someone to send like a signal to us because they like this interview. We're looking... imagine the play like a champion sign that you have to tap every time before you go out on the field. Mm. We're looking for someone to pat Goodell on the butt as a signal to us. Are you the guy to do that?
Yeah.
I am not, but I feel like if you put a dollar sign in front of that ass, there's somebody that would do it.
Wow.
But,
nice! There you go.
I'm not the one to do that.
What about you grab his head and you give him a noogie or something?
Yeah,
yes, give him a noogie.
Yes.
That's probably a fine. I don't want to start my career off like that.
Started a deficit.
Go pay for it.
Can I just say right off the bat, I wasn't on and I'm sorry early enough, Kyle, to apologize to you for this group of derelicts that are going to ask you stupid shit like this. So I'm
sorry.
What are
you talking about? We're opening a fast food chain together.
Don't link me in with Stugatz, Billy, and Mike.
And by the way, only one of us was late.
Wait, I'm 4 minutes early, aren't I?
No, you're not. You're about 10 minutes late.
I'm sorry.
That's Kyle, the first time, let me ask you, Brian Kelly, when he was hired by LSU and he started speaking in that gymnasium, were you as shocked as everyone else was?
No, because I know BK, and BK is a very smart, meticulous, calculated person, and understands who he's talking to. He's trying to win over a crowd and don't fall for it. Yes, I was surprised because it was kind of weird seeing a coach from Boston who has been living in Indiana for the past 12 years with a Southern accent. So, I mean, I see where he's coming from. I've not been executed the right way, but I don't fall for it.
The dancing, Kyle. The dancing also. Were you surprised by that?
That goes hand in hand with what I just said. He's very, very calculated. I think all pub is good pub. Good or bad.
Did you make fun of him? Did you make fun of him at all? Did you send him a text? Like, hey, I've never heard that accent before.
No, I haven't. It's probably a sensitive subject. I probably will not bring that up until 20 years from now. But
so, Kyle, I wonder, you know, because that was some TikTok, should guys like, I'm 59, Stu, I don't know, you're what, 65, whatever you are.
Yeah, 64,
I mean,
Mike.
Should people that old, should we be trying, because Stu and I were thinking about doing TikTok, should people our age be doing TikTok?
I think so. I don't think there's any age restriction. I think it's cool. A lot of older people on TikTok get a lot of love just because that they're making an effort. I think it's appreciated by the younger crowd.
That is exactly what I told them. I told them that you guys can be funny just because you're old and you're on TikTok.
Yeah.
Really? Right. Okay. So Mike, they'll laugh at us, but we don't care. We'll be laughing all the way to the bank. How about that?
It's exactly right. The other thing Kyle is learning very well as becoming a professional athlete is the game of golf. The last time I saw Kyle, I believe it was the last time, weren't you and Kyron? It was on a golf course, right, at Notre Dame. And how is your golf game?
You're right. That was the last time I saw you. It was actually on Notre Dame's course. Yep. Golf game is very, very, very up and down. That just like anybody else that golfs in the world. I would say sometimes I feel like I can get a tour card. Sometimes I want to throw my clubs away. It's just part of the game. It keeps me coming back, but I love it at the end of the day.
Is Golic a legend at Notre Dame or what? Still walk around the campus like he's the big man on campus? Yeah.
He's definitely top five Notre Dame figure. living right
really?
Now.
Really?
Real? I would like to hear the rest of that top five.
But he made
five,
no Pro Bowls.
Yes.
I made nothing.
And he was drafted in like the 13th round.
Yeah. What about like Brady Quinn? Yeah.
Wow.
How many Pro Bowls did Brady Quinn make, though?
No. What about Jeff Samardzija? How about him?
Oh,
he also didn't make any Pro Bowls, Billy.
No, but wasn't he an All-Star? He was a pitcher.
Yeah, he was.
He's a pitcher. Yeah, he was a smart. He went there unless you hit the money big time.
Wait, so. I'd like to hear Kyle's top five in addition to Golic. I'd like to hear the other four.
Don't bring Rudy into living this, legends. Kyle. Yes. Like, don't get Rudy the out of here.
Take your time with this, man. It's important. I'm writing it down, by the way. It's that important, okay?
I think Rudy is in there.
Oh, no. He's
oh, Jesus, Rudy.
Rudy is in there. Right. Mike Golic.
Yeah.
Chase Claypool, I think, is in there right now.
Claypool. Wow.
I agree.
The Deuce. Joe Montana.
That's a good one. Can't argue
that's
that.
A good one. Yeah.
How about Mike Golic Jr.?
No, he's not.
He's actually on our podcast. Yeah. Mike Golic came on our podcast.
What about like Tim Brown or like Rocket Ishmael?
Yeah, good one.
Jerome Bettis, five.
Oh, there you go.
Wow, the bus.
The bus, yeah. Yeah.
You want to kick Rudy out right now, don't you? You want
to should kick him out. In fact, kick him out and replace him. I'm tired of Rudy. Can you do that?
I want to ask a serious question about this process. Tell me the thing you hated the most about once your season ended to this draft finally being over, from the combine to the pro days to meeting with coaches. What was the worst part about it and what was the best part about it?
The worst part, I would say, is staying in a hotel for 3 months. It kind of sucks. You know, we're done at 4 and then you're just in a hotel room from 4 to whenever you go to sleep. And it's just like, I don't know how many video games I can play. I don't know how many Netflix shows I can watch. The best part, I would say, is the relationships like I made with everybody else I was training with. It's cool because we're all competing, but at the same time, we can all be friendly with each other and understand where we come from and work really hard and push each other. I think that was really cool. It's probably one of the best parts of football in general.
And I always felt that, and I wonder if you feel the same way, all the stuff, and I don't know how much you did from combine to pro days and things like that, but I know I hated it when I did a combine and other guys did. The fact that you're doing non-football stuff. I mean, you're never going to broad jump or high jump or run cones again in your life. Did preparing that way, was that kind of a what the hell am I doing thing?
At times. I mean, it's a necessary evil. It's how teams evaluate nowadays. But it's kind of weird. I forgot I was a football player throughout the whole process. I just felt like I was training for like the Olympics or something. I'm not even trying to play football at this point, but I'm excited to get back to it. Never had to do anything like that ever again. So it's one of those things you just got to check the box. And it's annoying at times, but it's also, like I said, necessary evil.
Is the other thing that's annoying is it's such a long process that the ebbs and flows. It's like there are mock drafts that have you as the top prospect in this draft and then going high. And then all of a sudden it's like a 4-5-40. Now he's falling in the boards. I mean, it blows my mind how that stuff happens. So how do you deal when you hear that?
I don't really care. I mean, it's kind of funny how much people get mad or like invested in whatever it is. And I'm just like sitting there kind of laughing at it, doing me. But it's like one of those things where like 40 times wherever somebody does bad, it's like something tangible that they can like hold on to and use it as reasoning when they might have felt that way before, but not have had a chance to or evidence to prove their feelings towards somebody or me. At the end of the day, it is what it is. There's a bunch of GMs out there that are on the couch and they feel like they have a insight on everything. So it's kind of funny at the end of the day, but I don't really care. I don't really pay attention to it.
I've had a lot of people say that you might be the best player in the draft. Mike Golic told us that you might be the best player in the draft. Do you think you're the best player in this draft?
Yeah, I would agree. I feel like it's a good assessment, Mike. I appreciate that.
You got it.
I said it too, for the record.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate
it. It doesn't matter what I say, though, but I don't play football.
But yeah, and I felt that way for a while. And I feel like if you don't, as a player of my caliber, I mean, if you don't, then it's a common issue. It's a confidence thing. You should think every dude in the draft should think they're the best guy in the draft. It's just a part of playing the sport. I mean, if you're not confident playing this sport, you're not going to last very long. So, yeah, I will say that I think I am the best player in the draft, and that's just how I feel and how I think it should be.
Kyle, one more time here on the way out. Tell us again what you're doing with Gillette. Tell the people who are listening how they can be a part of it.
Yeah. So again, been working with Gillette the past few months. Obviously, a great company that helped me a lot. It's one of those things where tomorrow I use the Gillette Labs with exfoliating bar today and got me looking good for tomorrow. And it's look good, feel good, play good. I feel like I kind of live by that. And Gillette's definitely got me looking good. So everybody else can also purchase Gillette Labs with exfoliating bar. It's a new, new razor that they have coming out. So appreciate them for sure. And try to put them on a little bit.
You're excellent at that, sir. You really
are. Sir.
Mike, you love the draft for different reasons than me, Mikey A, Billy, and Smitty love the draft. You love to see a guy like Kyle. Like, you love to see his dreams come true, right? That's right. Like, for you, that's it, right? It's family. It's dreams come true. It's everything you climbed over to get to this point where you're about to be in the NFL making $25, $30 million on a rookie contract.
Yeah, listen, this is the dream. So as we let you go, Kyle, who are the people that will come to your mind the most once your name is called?
Everybody in my immediate family and like around, everybody in the green room that would be with me who's pretty much been there since I was born. It's special. And I said this earlier and surprised myself with how smooth it sounded, but I said, we're all here for me, but I'm here because of them. So I'm going to appreciate them for that and try to share the moment with them for sure.
That's a good line.
I'll just say this. Tim Brown won a Heisman, man. Like, get Rudy the out of here. No.
Come on. Stop it, Stu. Let the man go.
Kyle, get out of here. Good luck tomorrow night. And congratulations, man. Super exciting time for you.
Thanks,
Kyle. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, that was fun with Kyle Hamilton. Billy, I told you I would not ask him to become a New York Jet. I didn't ask him any Jet questions, nothing. I told you I would do that. I told you. I don't need a safety. I want
excitement. But you're trying to get him in some sort of scam with a restaurant now where he's putting up all the money and you're going to own like 90% of it.
Yeah. He agreed. It's 80%. He agreed to it, though. I mean, listen, I didn't tell him to agree to it. He agreed. It's a binding contract. You heard him, right? Yeah. I mean, I'll lawyer up if I have to.
I would love for you to sue Kyle Hamilton.
Well, listen, only if he doesn't agree to what we agreed to. I mean, 80-10 my way. I don't know where the other 10's gone. The other 10's for Golic. That's right.
I think that you're safe in knowing that Kyle Hamilton is not going to open a Zaxby's in South Bend, Indiana that he's going to co-own with you. So you should be
good. Yeah, we're good. So I told you before that the wide receiver I wanted was Drake London at a USC, who's going to join us a little bit later. Chris Olave is coming up right now. And I don't know what to do here, Billy. I don't really want him for the Jets, but I feel like I need to press him on whether or not he wants to be a Jet.
You just need to tell all of them that you want them, and then there's the off chance that one of them goes to the Jets, and then they'll remember that you were a Jets fan that was, you know, pulling for them to go to your team, and maybe they'll remember you. But
it's all
not.
About establishing relationships right now for me. Right? These are young guys about to make it to the NFL. Hopefully they'll like us, and hopefully they'll come back on the show if they remember us, correct?
This is how Adam Lefko is tight with Patrick Mahomes, right? Isn't that what he would tell us? That Lefko's tight with him because he was at Radio Row and no one was really talking to Mahomes, and he like took the time, he talked to Mahomes, he built a relationship with him, and now like whenever Patrick Mahomes has anything come out, he sends it to Lefko, and he can get Lefko on anything, or Lefko can get him on anything.
Has he ever been on Lefko's podcast? Or
I'm pretty sure, I think that he gets him on these things.
So listen, just between you and I, let's get Lefko on our podcast, just so we can ask him to get Patrick Mahomes, okay? Yeah. But, all right, we've never done Lefko, that before.
Right? He knows you, though. Like, he knows your tricks. He knows your games.
I know. Yeah, so maybe he'll just come with Mahomes.
Exactly. That's probably what he'll do. Yeah, we won't even have to ask. He'll just know by inviting me you want Patrick Mahomes on.
All right, let's get to one of the best wide receivers in this draft. It is Chris Olave out of Ohio State. There is some device right behind you that is letting off a good deal of smoke. Like, where are you? Are you in the spa right now? What is happening?
It's like a spa room out here with Todd, so I'm glad to be here.
What are they doing back there, Chris? Give us like a little play-by-play. You're a communications major. Tell us what's happening.
They just cleaning back there. They dry cleaning the laundry. But like growing up with Todd.
I got it. Right.
I relied on is my laundry and stuff. So
Chris Olave with us, wide receiver from Ohio State. Tell us what you're feeling. How you feeling today?
I feel real good, man. It's a dream come true. I've been dreaming of this since I've been so young. Finally, to get here and be able to be in this environment around great prospects, it's a blessing to be here. So I'm glad to be here.
Who do you have out there with you?
I got my family. We all out here, and I got a couple of family friends. But you know, my family using Tide, dry cleaning, and the laundry. So we getting our suits done right now, and can't wait to get them for tomorrow.
All right, so tell us in the audience what you are doing with Tide. By the way, you have a great smile. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that, but you have a wonderful smile, man. Such a good smile. I want the Jets to draft you. Tell us what you're doing with Tide first.
It's Tide. I've been, since I was young, I've been growing up using Tide in my laundry and my dry cleaning. So to be able to partner with them for the draft and get my family stuff, my family suits done and dry clean and all that stuff for the draft. So that's what we're doing right now.
Part of what makes this so cool, this experience so cool, is not only are your dreams coming true, but your family who is by your side the entire time. This is a family thing. It's not just you getting drafted tomorrow night. It's the whole family, right?
Oh yeah, it's the whole family. If my name get called, it's everybody. So the whole family gonna be there. They're gonna be there to support me, and I can't wait. I can't wait for that moment. Yeah, excited we're gonna be.
Do you have the suit picked out yet, or what?
Oh yeah, I got my suit picked out, man. I just got it earlier today.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm getting a dry clean right now by time, so I can't wait to get that back tomorrow.
What's your plan when you meet Roger Goodell, like once you get announced? Like, you going to give him a big hug, or what are you thinking?
I ain't really got no plan. I ain't really thought of that. I'm probably going to shake his hand and be excited, man. But I'll probably give him a big hug. Maybe we going to.
This is absolutely perfect. Yeah,
Billy has bigger ideas.
We have a plan for
you. Exactly.
You got something for me, man? What you think?
Don't worry about the thinking. We did that. So yeah. Roger calls you up. You go up there. You give him a big hug. And then you know what you follow it up with? Boom. Right. A tap on the butt. Let them know that you guys.
Yeah, but it's really, but really, the tap on the fanny. Nah, but come on, the tap on the fanny is really a signal to us. Okay, yeah. So like we're watching, we see you in your suit. By the way, a little preview of the suit would be nice if you don't mind. But a little tap on the fanny, just a message to us, like guys, I did it. You know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking?
Yeah, I might do that for you.
I think he'll
yes!
like. I think he'll like it, and I think he'll do it back to you.
Listen, I might be asking this for a personal reason, but what's your evaluation of Zach Wilson as a quarterback?
No, he's a great quarterback. And I've seen the numbers he put up with college. I saw his highlights in college. I know he has a lot of potential, and I know that the Jets love him a lot. So I can't wait to see what he does to see scoring take.
And in terms of your favorite colors, green, white, where do they kind of line up for you? Chris, I want you to go to the Jets, man. We need wide receivers. I want you to go to the Jets. You're a good, fast wide receiver. I want you on the Jets. Mikey A is also a Jet fan. Mikey A, why are you putting your...
You're embarrassing us. You sound like you sound so needy.
Yeah, but Mike, 40 years, we haven't won shit. I need a wide receiver. I mean, Jet, so do you.
We're going to see what happens tomorrow.
So what do you think about Billy's idea? Do you think we can make this happen where you go up to the commissioner, you give him a little hug, a little tap on the fanny, perhaps put up a T for Tide, okay? Like, yes.
Oh, yeah. You gotta put a T on there. If I do that, I'll do that for Tide.
You head out there, you have some Tide in your hand, you give it to Roger, then boom, just a quick tap on the butt, and then you go out, you get your jersey, and that's it.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Be cool right there. Yeah.
All right, so it's settled. Deal.
All right, done. Good. Chris, tell us the journey from when you were a kid, you realized you wanted to play football, you did track as well, because it's dream come true type stuff for you. It is dream come true stuff for you. So tell us just a little bit about your journey from where you started to where you're going to arrive at.
Well, I started real young when I started playing sports. I was like 4 or 5 years old. I was always a three-sport athlete through high school. I was young, so I always played football, basketball, ran track. I didn't really focus on one sport. I was really a three-sport athlete, so I just had fun doing that and just being. And that really bent my competitive spirit out of me. And when I got to college, I finally got to focus on one sport. And just doing all that weightlifting in the off season, it just allowed me to get better and better throughout my whole career. So I'm blessed to be here, and all the hard work has paid off. And I'm just blessed to be here, like I said.
Chris, we got a lot of wide receivers in this draft. I read a lot of mock drafts. Do you guys have any kind of rivalry between all of you as you get ready to go? Which one's going to go where? Which one's going to have a better career?
Not at all, man. And my guys, especially Jamison Garrett, we was in the same receiver room. We all got better. I saw how hard they worked. They saw how hard I worked. we talked about it in college, but at the end of the day, I'm glad wherever we go. And I want them to go as high as possible.
But you're the best wide receiver in this draft, right?
You can say that.
I did say it. I want to hear you say it, Chris.
You're not going to hear that. I'm confident in myself, man. I know what I can do, so whoever get me, I know they're going to get a great player.
What's more likely, you say you're the best receiver in the draft, or you slap Roger Goodell in the butt when you get drafted? That's
a good question. Yep.
Hey, like, even.
Listen,
neither happening.
Let's make a deal. Only if you're drafted by the Jets, you send a little message to me and Mike, okay? Because we're both Jets.
I might have to do that T for Tide, though.
Yeah, do the T for Tide. The T for Tide is perfect. Yeah. Yes, just throw that thing up right after you hug Goodell, just to let us know, okay? Hey, I'm going to put up 100 catches and give you guys 1,400 yards and 10 touchdowns, okay? Just do it.
Yeah, we might make that happen right there.
All right, last time on the way out here, and congratulations, by the way. It's a big night coming up for you and your family. Tell us what you're doing again with Tide.
Tide is a huge platform. Like I said, I grew up using Tide to do my laundry and my dry cleaning. So just to be able to partner with them for the draft and be able to get my suits clean and my family's suits dry clean, that's going to be huge. So I can't wait to work with them.
All right, man. Well, listen, good luck tomorrow night. Congratulations in advance. You're going to go in the first round. Very exciting for you and your family. And just remember, if it's the Jets, we're sorry. But also, don't forget, because there's a lot going on, a lot swirling in your head. Don't forget a little tea right after you hug Raj, okay?
I got you. All right. Have a good one, man. God bless.
Thank you, Chris. Good luck, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Enjoy your time out there. Billy, how about that? Olave, a little tea. If he goes to the Jets, a little tea for Ty to, like, kind of let us know, like, hey, I'm going to the Jets. We're going to do Jet things. You think he'll do the actual tea?
Yeah.
You do? Really? Really? Why'd you change direction so quickly? It was a yes, no.
I wanted to be supportive, but in thinking it through, I don't think that he's going to give a shout out to Tide on the stage.
Like in that, well, it's to us really, and Tide, but in that moment, I tend to agree with you. There is so much going on in your head that the last thing you're thinking of is a couple of idiots you were on with the day before. It's not happening.
By the way, this is unrelated to that, but I just want to point out a Stupidity alum, Max Homa, who we weren't sure how we felt about him.
Yeah.
Once he was kind of flirting with Pardon My Take.
Mm-hmm, PFT,
came through. Yeah, he came through and he actually signed the Elijah Craig bourbon bottle and sent it to us and signed it to the homies.
He did
remember us.
I know. He did. And I have that bottle. I sent him an email thanking him for that bottle.
Did you really?
It's in my possession. Yes, I did.
He's having a kid too. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah, Max has a lot going on. I mean, listen, I said hi to him at the Masters, and I was with my dad, and he was working on the old chipping game after his first round.
I mean, you finished in last place.
Well, no, Billy, he made the cut. He was in the top 50.
Did he not say hi to you? Is that what we're getting at?
Well, no. Well, so here's what happened in his defense. Okay, he's working on the short game. I'm right up by the rope. I scream out, "Homies!" You know, Stugatz, something like that. Stugatz, homies, just to kind of jar his memory. Yeah. And he didn't acknowledge me at all. It was embarrassing in front of my father. Classic. But what he did later, Billy, during the biggest tournament of the year, was he sent me an email saying, "Hey, Stu, I am so sorry. By the time I realized that was you, you and your dad had already left. I feel terrible. How can I make it up to you?"
Yeah, you say join Stupidity, and he's yet to do that again.
Yeah, well, I told him to go win Augusta. That's how he can make it up to us.
Your way of getting people to give you things is odd. You want Chris Olave to make a shout out to you by making a T for Tide sign.
Your idea.
And the way that Max Homa does something to make it up to you is by him winning the Masters. That doesn't help you at all.
No, it doesn't. But what the reason I told him to go win the Masters was I told him I wanted the green coat.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. You didn't let me finish there, Billy. He didn't win.
You want him to win this year?
Yeah. He sent me the email apologizing. And so he said, "How can I make it up to you?" I said, "Win the Masters and give me the coat." That's what I said. I love Max Homa, he's the best. Elijah Craig Bourbon, not a sponsor of this, but they were a sponsor of that. Yeah, who cares? So this is going to be fun, Billy, because Drake London is going to join us. He's the wide receiver out of USC. He's the guy that I would love for the Jets to go up and get if they don't make a trade. But have you seen what people have done to his Wikipedia page yet?
No, what do they do?
So someone already made an edit saying he was drafted 10th overall by the New York Jets and was the biggest bust in NFL history. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. It was Mikey A. Let's get to Drake London.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Drake, tell us what you're feeling here. The draft is, you know, just about 24 hours away. I'm assuming, are you out in Vegas right now?
Yes, sir.
All right, so tell us how you're feeling, you know, 24 hours before the biggest night of your life. What's going on?
You know, I don't know how I would truly feel. It's just, I'm kind of just going through the motions right now, going with the flow of everything. And to be honest, it just hasn't hit me yet. So it'll hit me soon, but it hasn't yet.
Do you have the family out there with you? Who's out there with you?
Yes, sir. I got mom, dad, sister, and grandma. I got the whole support cast out here.
None of this stuff happens without that support cast, right? Like, my daughter's going to Northwestern to play lacrosse, and she always says to me and to my wife and to her sister, thank you for the support. Thank you for helping me get from point A to point B, from getting to the house to practice, right? And so none of this happens without that support cast, right?
Exactly. I mean, and I'm so blessed to have a strong supporting cast as I do back at home. And that doesn't just go for my parents and my sister. That goes all the way out through the community of Moore Park. They've all helped me get to this point. So very, very blessed in the position that I am today.
Drake, I will tell you, it came down to Northwestern and USC. Now, she chose Northwestern to play lacrosse. If you want to let her have it, feel free. Go ahead. All right.
Yeah, I don't know what you was thinking there.
Chicago, LA, like, I tried to tell her, man. Drake, do you feel like you're the best wide receiver in this draft?
Of course I do. I do feel like I'm the best wide receiver in this draft. But at the same time, with that being said, all of us are so diverse in our own ways, and I think that's what makes this draft class of wide receivers so special. We're so deep. I mean, you got your little jitterbugs who can take the top off. You got your guys who can do it all. You got your big body guys. I mean, it's all across the board. It's really special. But in myself and being a wide receiver and who I am, I'm going to go with myself.
There are so many of you in this first round. Is there a rivalry between you? What's the talk like between you guys?
No, it's actually funny, you know, all of us are pretty much boys. When we see each other, you know, walking through the halls and everything, walking through the hotel, we dap each other up, say what's up. I don't really think there's any, you know, any true just, I don't want to say competition, but like envy or animosity there. I think we're all just rooting for each other at the end of the day, because no matter where you end up, how high you go, you still have to perform, you know?
Who's skill set? Like, give us a wide receiver that's currently playing that you pattern your game after. Is there a guy?
Mike Evans, for sure.
Yeah.
Or a guy like Keenan Allen.
So, like, the big, taller, physical guys, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God, Mike. The Jets need one of those. We need one of those, Mike. Drake, we desperately – listen – Mikey A and I are Jet fans. 40 years, they've given us nothing, okay? All we're asking is tomorrow night, they give us Drake London. That's it. That's all we're asking, man. Like, have you dreamed of playing in the green and white, or what?
Have I dreamed of playing in the green and white?
Yes. I mean, who hasn't?
I think I just dreamed to play in the NFL, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
He's in the green and white. He wakes up in a cold sweat.
It's called a nightmare.
As he should. Have any of the former USC guys, like Keyshawn, has he reached out to you with some advice? Like, how big of a role have those guys played in kind of your career, your development?
You know, they played a big, big role in my development, especially the guys who I actually got to play with and be on the field with. And they're making their own little splash in the league right now. Michael Pittman Jr. and Amon-Ra. They definitely helped me, you know, navigate through the times and just how to go about business in general.
What's the suit game looking like?
It's going to be nice. I got a little surprise, but it's going to be nice.
Right? Oh, Billy, a surprise. I mean, surprise. Maybe you want to tell us? I mean, no, spoiler alert.
I mean, it's a nice burgundy suit, but I got some things to it that are pretty cool that I don't think anybody else has to it.
Oh, man, I so badly. Mikey, I want, with every question he answers, I want him more and more. I do. Sorry for creeping you out, Drake.
Have you figured out what you're going to do with Roger Goodell when you get drafted?
Oh, there you go.
What am I gonna do? Like dap him up?
Yeah. How's that gonna play out?
Yeah,
we have ideas.
That's funny that you say that because I met him for the first time and he shook my hand and my hand crumbled. He kind of got me in a bad spot.
Really?
So we had to practice it a little bit, get our daps right before
Wait a minute.
On the main stage. Yeah.
He has a strong grip and he likes to show it off.
Go shake his hand. Oh, that's all I gotta say.
We're not gonna have that opportunity. We're never gonna be drafted. I mean, so.
Speak for yourself.
It was definitely a firm shake.
Okay, Billy, do you have any ideas in terms of maybe a signal he could send to us as he's being drafted by the Jets?
I mean, well, this is what I was thinking. I think first of all, you're joining us on behalf of Head and Shoulders, so maybe we can take some shampoo or something, some conditioner. We take a product out to Roger, I think, right? You hand him some Head and Shoulders. And then as you go by, you just, boom, nice little pat on the backside. Then you hold up your jersey, and that's it. And then he'll probably do it back to you, I would think. Yeah, because you guys are tight.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, maybe Mr. Goodell needs a little bit of it.
Thank you. Exactly.
You brush that dandruff off his shoulder. Exactly right.
He's got good hair, but I feel like it could get better with the right product. You know.
Well, no. I mean? This is only if you go to the Jets, by the way, Drake. Because we had Olave on earlier, and he was doing something for Tide. And what Olave is going to do is he's going to hug the commissioner and then put up a T for us if he goes to the Jets. Okay, for Tide.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough. Yeah.
So you like Billy's Head and Shoulders idea?
Yeah, I wipe the dandruff off.
That's right. I like it.
Oh, my God. This is so exciting. Tell us what you're doing with Head and Shoulders. What's going on there?
You know, it's just a brand that I've been using for a long, long time. They reached out to me, and they wanted to be a part of my journey. And honestly, it's just helping me highlight my style at the end of the day, you know, getting me right, getting the curls right for the big day. So they've been helping me a lot.
What's the like the first thing, like, have you thought about this yet? Like the people who helped you get here after you get drafted, what's that moment going to be like with mom, dad, that support system that we talked about earlier? Have you thought about just how you're going to celebrate this, what you guys are going to do, and how you're going to appreciate and respect them now that you have? I mean, listen, you're going to be worth $25-30 million now. You can take care of your family in a way that few people can. And so I'm just wondering, have you thought that out? Like, hey, I get drafted, and I'm going to do this for mom and dad.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely have some things in mind that I would love to do. I got to do more thinking about it and planning on it. But yeah, I'm definitely going to repay them in any way I possibly can, because without them, I literally would not be out here. I wouldn't be here anyway.
What are you going to miss most about college?
You know, I think my teammates who I played with, just the bond that I've built with them throughout the locker room and practice and things like that. But at the same time, that's something that I look forward to in the NFL. I don't know if it's going to be different, but that's something that I'm going to miss at SC a lot.
What do you and listen, I might be asking this for a specific reason, but what's your evaluation of Zach Wilson?
I mean, I played with Jackson Dart. They went to the same high school, so I kind of got a feel of who he is. But I think it's just a guy out there who plays with a lot of confidence, you know, and especially a receiver like me. I could use a quarterback like that who has trust in guys downfield.
And he could use a wide receiver like you. He could use 10 like you. Okay. You don't have to tell us, but is there like a team or city that, because you're a West Coast guy, right? So East Coast could be a bit of a haul and a bit of a shock to you. Is there like a city or a team that you're kind of hoping drafts you? And you don't have to be specific, but I'm just wondering the mindset of some of you guys headed into the biggest night of your life.
I mean, at the end of the day, I truly don't care where I end up, but at the same time, I would love to stay on the West Coast just because I was born and raised in Cali. And I think it would be a little bit easier transition.
Right.
But at the same time, like I said, I don't really care who drafts me.
All right. I'd like to stay in California, too. I'd like to be in California. I love California. All right, man. Hey, we appreciate it. Good luck. One more time on the way out here. Tell us again what you're doing with Head and Shoulders. And don't forget, if you get drafted by the Jets, you got to do that thing with Goodell, okay?
Yeah, the dandruff.
Yes. Yeah. But go ahead. Promote Head and Shoulders one more time, my friend.
I mean, the scalp shield technology that they got, I mean, that's going to help me wipe off the dandruff if I get picked by the Jets. Yeah, definitely, you definitely
got to
check him out.
You'll have to bathe every day if you get drafted by the Jets. All right, hey, we appreciate it, man. Good luck. Congratulations to you. You're going to go in the first round. Dream come true type stuff for you. So good luck and congratulations to you, your family, and that whole support system, man.
Thank you so much.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Billy, we're going to speak to Jordan Davis next. An exciting time for all these guys, but I feel like Jordan Davis has already played in the NFL when he played at Georgia.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Because everyone said it was like a pro defensive line, right?
We should actually ask him, like, is getting drafted in the NFL actually a big deal since you were already playing in the NFL last year?
And you beat Alabama, an NFL team. Right, exactly. Okay, I'm down with that. Let's ask Jordan Davis, okay? There he is.
How you doing?
How are you doing, Jordan Davis? Yeah. You tell us.
Yeah. How am I doing? I'm doing great, man. This is a dream come true, man. I'm living a dream, man. It's amazing.
You know, I was going to ask you, Jordan, because everyone's excited you're going to get drafted by an NFL team today and you're going to be in the NFL. But last year, you were already in the NFL, essentially. So is next year going to be that much different?
Look, you know, sometimes you got to be patient for what you really want. You know, I'm a patient man. I came back. You know, I had a goal in mind. I wanted to win a natty. So that was one of the things that we came back and we achieved it. And that was like the icing on the cake. You can't write a story better than that.
No, you can't. But Billy's saying you already played in the NFL and you beat another NFL team in Alabama. So it's like, been there, done that, Jordan.
Tell you, man, SEC going to get you right.
Right. Jordan, how the hell does a man your size run so goddamn fast? That's crazy, man. A 4.78 40, man.
Blazing, man. It's one of those things. You just go out there and train your hardest. And that's literally, the combine was the biggest moment at that point in my life. Now it's the NFL draft. So literally just working, training the little things. It's the little techniques. It's the start. I was focused more so on my start because I knew if I get started fast, your finish is going to be fast. And then if you ask me if I had a goal in mind going in, I said 5 flat, sub 5. But I never respected 4.78. So, you know, it's crazy. And then also my teammate Devontae Wyatt got a 4.77. So
wait, Jordan, you surprised yourself? Is that what you're saying? Like you surprised yourself with that? Oh, man.
Yeah. Awesome. So, you know, you're here in training, you're like, you know, don't worry about the times here during training because you're going to run fast. The adrenaline is going to be pumping. But you won't really realize how fast the adrenaline is going to be carrying you through that whole process. And it's surprisingly quick. It goes surprisingly quick. It's crazy.
How happy are you that you'll never have to run a 40 again?
Yeah.
I never really had a problem with running 40s. It was just like crazy. Like you see it on TV all the time and you hear about guys in the past, how fast they run, like Aaron Donald and, you know, like just the guys that have been there before. And to be able to be part of that group and the shadow records. I mean, I'm pretty sure I broke some records. So to be able to do that and, you know, it doesn't feel real. It feels like it's just a dream.
You're one of three guys your size to run the 40 in under 5 seconds. That's the record you broke. So, but Mike Golic Sr., who does this show with us very often, he's not here today because he's traveling to Las Vegas for the draft. He doesn't think that linemen should ever have to do the 40-yard dash because he told us he never ran 40 yards when he played in the NFL. Never, not once.
Yeah. As a defensive lineman, if you run a 40 yards, someone's in trouble. So, you know, that's not a good problem to have. But I guess it just shows you how fast you are linear. And you just keep running, man. You just keep going, just blazing.
What's Vegas been like for you? Having fun?
So this is my first time out. So, and I always say, I'm like, you know, you always hear it called Sin City and you don't really realize until you get here. You're like, man, like, great. This is insane. But it's been a blast. I'm out here with my family. We're bonding. We're having family time, much needed family time because this whole process was a mess. Just running around, interviews here, trips there, and just to be able to have that time.
Is part of the reason you came back because you didn't want to get drafted in Cleveland? Like, you had the choice, like, I could get drafted in Vegas and I can have fun there, or I could be in Cleveland when I get drafted.
Look, I mean, I don't want to be the one to say you, but, you know, it's a big difference between Cleveland and Vegas.
Billy, no.
Don't worry, Cleveland doesn't have a first-round pick. Say whatever you want.
Oh, but Jordan, I love that because Billy, no, he didn't come back to win a natty. He came back so he can go to Vegas.
Yeah, he wants to have a, yeah, celebrate in Vegas.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wait, have you spent enough time out there where you're thinking to yourself, how the hell could they have an NFL team out here? It seems ridiculous.
So literally, I'm sitting here, I'm like, man, like, the stadium's right off the strip. I'm like, I don't know how, like, people come off the strip, go to the game, they go back to the strip. I'm like, man, it's crazy. All these, I said, it's like a Western Atlantic City.
Right.
That's all Vegas is.
We'll get to what you're doing with Head and Shoulders here in just a second.
I've never heard Vegas called a Western Atlantic City. Like Atlantic City is the big brother.
Right. I'm an East Coast kid, so I'm always thinking about Atlantic City.
I want him on the Jets. We're Jet fans. We want you. We like you, Jordan Davis. Damn you. What's it like? Give me the emotion. Like, what's going on with you? Like, we're 24 hours out from the biggest night of your life. Like, what's happening?
Honestly, the way I'm carrying myself, I'm just enjoying the moment. You know, yeah. I'm not really fretting. I'm not really thinking about it. All my preparations in place. I got my suit. I got my stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just focused on the task at hand, taking it day by day. You know, you start stressing and it's going to start messing with your psyche. And then at that point, you're going to start just getting anxious. But now I'm just going in with a clear mind, seeing the sights, enjoying the people that I'm with, enjoying the family. And it's just really keeping me grounded and level-headed because, you know, if you start to think about it, your mind starts to wander and it's a terrible feeling. But now that I have my support group and I have my fam, he's like, you're out here enjoying ourselves. So I can't really be mad.
That's awesome. Yeah, you land where you land, man. You have to listen. It doesn't matter where you land. You have to go out on the field and prove it, you know?
Right. It's not like college. It's not like college recruiting, man. You can pick anywhere. You had a choice in college, but, you know, NFL, right. It's like you have to go to the team that wants you. But yeah. I'm sure, you know, if they pick you and they want you bad, they want you for a reason and they think that you can help their team. So either way, I know, you know, it's in God's hands. I'm just trust the process. And then when I get there, I'm going to hit the ground running and get ready to work.
All right, we'll get to the important stuff, Head and Shoulders. But before we get to the important stuff, Mike, go ahead. We have some candy questions for you, okay?
No, listen, in my extensive research, I noticed you're a Swedish fish connoisseur. Yeah. So I need top five candies from you, 5-1.
Oh, I love that.
Five to one.
That's like a candy draft, right?
Candy draft. All right, the first pick at a candy draft. Obviously, Swedish fish.
Okay. That's the number one overall pick. That's it?
Right. Number one overall. Okay. Second overall, probably the Nerds gummy clusters, the little Nerds rope gummy clusters. I don't know if you've seen
them. Wow. Yeah.
So good. Third overall is the Ferrero Rochers, the chocolate hazelnut.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Very good. Very
good. Yeah. Holy.
It's like
I got to get those
like
for my wife
a sweet treat. Like, when you eat those, you're like, you feel so sophisticated. It's so nice. It's a cold wrapper. It's like, man, come on now.
Jordan, I got to tell you, this is a loaded draft, man. Holy
shit. I was there. And then fourth, I'm going to say this one's a sleeper. So this one's like a sleeper one. But the Kinder Bueno bar.
Kinder Bueno.
Yeah, Bueno. Those are bomb. Really? I'm telling you.
Sleeper, right?
Right, sleeper. Okay. Yep. And then fifth will be the Cookies and Cream Hershey bar.
Oh, that's so good.
Wow.
That is so good. Impressive. You like the actual long bar or the little like nugget ones?
Nah, the long bar. I like to break it off.
Yeah, you break it off in a third, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's such a good draft. I mean, really. Sorry. Holy shit. I hope the Jets take you.
So, guys, I think that Jordan's going to be our guy for our Goodell question that we've been asking every
week. Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
He's our guy.
So, Jordan, do you know what you're going to do when you get drafted when you meet Roger on stage?
I can't give it out. I got something planned. Like, okay. I have something planned. It's like one of
somebody beat us to it.
All right, so you have something planned. Can Billy try to add just a little something to whatever it is you have planned? Like, we tried this with Chris Olave, okay, and Drake London as well, and we think they're going to do it, but we're not 100% sure.
I don't think anyone's going to.
Wide receivers are a fickle bunch.
Jordan, just so you know.
Talk to me. What's the idea?
It's going to be a shout-out to Head & Shoulders. You'll see it in a second. So, Billy, go ahead. Explain it to him.
Well, this one, not so much, but this is what's happened. Everybody's done the thing. They give them high five. They hug them. They pick them up. They shake them. They do all these things. One thing that I haven't seen anyone do before, and I think that you're the guy to do it, and everyone will be talking about it, you go up there, you dap them up, whatever, right? And on the way by, or maybe on the way out, just a nice slap on the butt.
Yes.
You
know what
I mean? Right to the
Yes, you can.
Oh, you absolutely. What's he going to do? Yell at you?
Yeah, exactly. Right. You're not going to get fined. You're fine.
It's the commissioner. What you mean?
He'll do it back. He'll do it back. Yeah,
he can't run sub five.
I tell you what, if you get a chance to talk to Jermaine Johnson.
Uh-huh.
I think he might be your prime candidate.
Mm. I think you're my guy. I don't know what I would do.
I was thinking about like a nice little takedown, but
tackle him. Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a better idea. Your idea is better than our idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Like a nice little pickup. Should I carry him off the stage?
Throw him in the fountain, and then wash his hair with Head & Shoulders.
Right.
Toss him in the fountain. Yeah, you wash his hair with the Head & Shoulders. It's perfect. Yeah.
I'm saying, right? Just a nice dunk in the Bellagio. Mm-hmm.
So done deal. We're good. We got it. Yeah.
maybe. That's a hard maybe.
You are a good man, sir. Tell us what you're doing with Head & Shoulders. What's going on there?
Man, I'm partnering with Head & Shoulders, man. They get me right for the draft. It's been an amazing process. They're super hospitable. They give me so many gear. So I'm just going to use that to be fresh for the big day tomorrow.
All right, man. Well, listen, enjoy that. And thank you for the time. We appreciate it. But enjoy the next 24 hours, the next 48 hours with your friends, with your family, with your loved ones. But most importantly, enjoy it for yourself, man. You did the work. I know a lot of people helped you. You did the work, buddy. So congratulations to you, my man.
Like Head & Shoulders, we never not working, so.
You're good. Davis, you are good. You are good. Listen, I hope you land in New York. I do. I really do.
I appreciate it, man. It's been a pleasure.
All right, and me and you, Atlantic City, all night, okay?
If you go to New Atlantic York. City, man. If I get the dirty, Atlantic City.
All right, buddy. All right.
East Coast Vegas.
Vegas. Yes, enjoy that moment, man. Enjoy it, okay?
I appreciate it, man.
Smooth. All right, you got it. Good luck. Enjoy. Billy, I caved there. You asked the question. I didn't ask the question. Yeah. So yeah, I'm a coward.
It's okay. It happens.
Yeah, it does.
Remember I did that with, who was it that we wanted? Oh, with Drew Brees and his hair. How I didn't, you set it up to ask Drew Brees about his hair and it didn't ask him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Couple of cowards cutting it up right here.
There you go.
One more time, Billy. Again, thanks to DraftKings. Thanks to UFOs for sponsoring our draft coverage this week. But one more time, the game on the way out for people who want to bet on things that me and Golic said that were going to happen tonight. I'm guessing they're betting the opposite of anything that I said.
Yeah, go to DraftKings.com/GodBlessFootball for the God Bless Football Prediction Pool presented by UFOs. Feel the ooh. You got to do it today, Thursday, April 28th, before the first round starts. That's when it locks. All you have to do is kind of make your picks, predict whether or not Stugatz and Mike Golic were right or wrong on certain things, and you will have your shot at winning $5,000 in total prizes. Oh, Stugatz, before we go.
Yes, Bill.
I just wanted to remind you for the God Bless Football episode where we're going to recap the first round of the NFL draft. Remember, you need to work on your mock draft 2.0 that we're going to present to Mike Golic. And the mock draft 2.0 will only cover round one. So we will have the results of round one, but you're also going to rework your mock draft 1.0 and make it a mock draft 2.0 about the first round that already happened.
So you don't want it to be a perfecto, if I remember right. If I remember correctly, you want
it's
me to get a couple wrong purposely, right? I want to see how long we go with me getting them all right before he kills both of us. It ain't gonna be long, I promise you.
Could you imagine getting murdered by Mike Golic? That's the end of your life.
No, I can't imagine it. But I will tell you, if I were to be murdered, I would want Mike Golic to do it.
There you go. Top five Golics to be murdered by?
Wow. Wow, that's a great question.
There's only five, I think, that you could name.
No, there's more than that. Bob.
Oh, Uncle Bob, yeah.
Mike would feel bad, I feel like. He would do it. In the moment, he'd feel great, especially with you. Yeah. But afterwards, he would see your dead corpse laying there, yeah. And he would feel terrible because he's a nice man. We love Michael.
It would be like out of instinct. Like, he'd just be like, I've had enough. Boom. That's it. It's over. And then he'd be like, what did I do? I shouldn't have done that. By the way, congrats to Gojo, who has a new show on DraftKings.
Yes, it's called Gojo. I should have trademarked that thing.
You really should. You messed up, man.
I really did. I should have trademarked the gods. I didn't do that either.
God, imagine if you would have trademarked Gojo, he would have gotten this show and you would have decided, you know what? Let me sue him and DraftKings for money.
Right. Oh, really? What's the name of the show, guys? Oh, it's Gojo. Oh, well, that's going to cost you about $5 million.
I own that.
Wasted opportunity. Damn it. I'm worse than the Jets. Stupidity! Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. It was the original light beer, and to this day, it's still the best one. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff you don't. And listen, the NBA playoffs are here. I cannot tell you how many times I have drowned my sorrows because of the New York Knicks, and I've drowned them in ice-cold Miller Lights. But hopefully, there is hope. This year, I'll be celebrating my New York Knickerbockers. How about that? Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.